for dinner.
他就留他们吃饭。
And then he talked to them afterwards.
吃完饭就跟他们讲话。
And the two of them went on.
两个就走了。
And one stayed back.
有一个就留下来。
And God said to Abraham, Shall I hide from him the thing I am about to do?
神就向亚伯拉罕说，我对他怎么能够隐藏我要将做的事呢？
That third person was not born into this world. He was like a man. He wasn't man.
那第三个人他就是还没有来到世界，他只是人的有人的样子，但是还没有生在地上。
But one day Jesus Christ was born in this world.
但是有一天主耶稣的确生在这个地上。
He had a human mother.
他有一个人的母亲。
He was creator of the universe, but he was a little bit of baby.
他是创造宇宙的神，但是却是变成一个小的婴孩。
He couldn't feed himself.
他连都不能够喂自己。
He couldn't walk.
也不能行走。
A little baby.
一个小小的婴孩。
But he was the creator of the universe.
但是他也是创造宇宙的神。
He came as man.
他来成为人的样子。
We're going to read a few more verses of scripture.
我们再读一点圣经。
Hebrews 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
14. For as much as his children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetimeSubject to bondage.
14-15节，儿女既有同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
This time God came into the world again.
这一次神再一次来到地上。
But this time he came as a baby.
但是这次来他是成一个婴孩的样子。
And he came.He came so that he would be just like us.
他来就是像我们一个样子。
God cannot die.
神是不能死的。
So God became man.
所以神就变成人的样子。
And why did he come?
他来做什么呢?
He wanted to die.
他要来死。
It was his choice to come.
是神选择要来的。
Because he wanted to break the power of him who has the power of death.
因为他要败坏了掌死权的。
So he came like a man.
所以他就成为人来到地上。
And he knows all about our experiences.
他知道我们所有的一切的经历。
He knows what it is to be hungry.
他也知道什么叫饥饿。
And cold.
寒冷
and tired,
累
and misunderstood,
或者被人误会。
He became a man,
他就成为一个人
,ordinary man,
一个普通的常
人。He was born in a very poor circumstances,
他生长在一个非常贫寒的一个情况当中。
Before my little girls were born,
在我的女儿出生以前
my wife made some nice little clothes for the children.
我的太太跟孩子做很美的一些小衣服。
So, a little bit of a hat, a little bit of clothes, a little bit of stockings. Beautiful things.
小帽子、小衣服跟小袜子实在是很好看。
Baby not born yet.
孩子还没生出来。
We got all ready first.
我们就预备好了。
And when Jesus was born.
当主耶稣出生的时候。
And they just wrapped him up in a cloth.
他们就把他包在一个布里面。
King of kings.Lord of Lords.
万王之王，万主之主。
Became a little baby.
变成一个小婴孩。
No nice home.
没有一个好的家。
No nice clothes.
没有好的衣服。
Poorer than almost anyone.
比什么人都穷困。
This verse of scripture says,
圣经上说
that he came and became a man.
他成为来到地上成为人。
So as to remove the fear of death.
他就把人的那种惧怕死的惧怕挪去。
Some of these Chinese here this afternoon, may have never been on the mainland.
我想你们中间有很多的中国人从来没有到大陆去过。
Or if they were, they came out when they were little children.
有的他们出来的时候是孩子的时候。
Many folks have lived in America a long time.
有很多人在美国已经居住很久了。
I lived in China a long time.
我在中国住了很久。
When Chinese people want to curse another person,
当中国人要骂其他人的时候
,they often say, 你要死了。
他们总是说你要死了。
You're going to die.
你要死了。
The word die in Chinese is a curse.
死在中国人的心里面是一个咒诅。
On New Year's Day, nobody mentions that word.
在过新年的时候没有一个人可以提死的事。
On birthday, nobody mentions that word.
在生日的时候也不可以提死。
On your birthday or New Year's or a wedding, that word is cannot be mentioned.
生日过年或者结婚的时候死是不可以提的。
Chinese don't like Americans.
中国人不像美国人一样。
No, they don't like them.
他们不喜欢美国人。
Because as Americans, at a wedding day, they ask, will you be faithful to her until death?
因为在美国人的婚礼里面说你向他至死忠心。
They don't like that word.
他们不喜欢那个死字。
Why can't you marry a nice young man and a nice young woman together and not mention death?
为什么你不让一个年轻的男女结婚不要提这个死字呢？
The Chinese are wiser than the Americans.
中国人比美国人要聪明。
I never use that.
我在中国不用这个。
I've married many Chinese couples.
我跟很多的中国夫妇结婚。
I don't know how many, maybe 50, maybe more.
我大概跟他们50对，可能对象。
I never talk about death at a wedding.
在他们婚礼上，我不提死字。
This is almost the same as cursing them.
你讲死的话，就等于是咒诅他们。
In China.We have birthdays for old people, not for young people.
在中国是跟老年人做寿，不是跟小孩做。
40 years old, 50 years old, 60 is more, 70 is more. 80th birthday may take a month to celebrate.
40岁、50岁、60岁、70岁都要做寿，到80岁就要大做。
A little boy, 5 years old.
五岁的孩子
not no particular significance
没有什么意义
he's only lived 5 years
他只过了5年吗
but he's lived to be 70 years
就是他过了70年的话
80 years
或者80岁
and he has many children
有很多的
grandchildren and great grandchildren
全身
mamani tang that's great joy
那是很大的喜乐。
Oh, my. 80 years old.
80岁。
But I want to tell you something more.
但是我要告诉你们。
After he dies, they still have a birthday party.
死了以后还要跟他做寿。
Sometimes when he's 100 years old, his birthday party is bigger than when he was 80 years old.
他死了以后100岁的生日可能还要比80岁的生日还要热闹。
This verse of scripture says, all their lifetime they were subject, they had fear because of death.
这一句圣经说他们一生就是怕死。
一生。 One day I was on the train from Taipei to Taichung.
我从台北到台中的时候坐火车。
And there was a Chinese young lady.
有一个年轻的中国妇女。
She was one of my students at the National Taiwan University.
她是台大的我一个学生。
And she was sitting on the train beside me.
她在火车坐在我的旁边。
And she was folding up little pieces of paper, little aluminum paper, we call it silver paper.
她用锡纸在那里折折什么东西？
锡箔。
锡箔在折元宝。
And she had come to America and she studied in the University of California and now she was going back on the occasion of her father's death.
她来到美国在加州的大学念书但是她因为她父亲的死回台湾。
And she sat there folding up these little pieces of paper.
她在那里折那个锡箔纸。
And they wanted to burn that paper.
她要把那个纸烧掉。
Because that would give him some money.
他以为那个就是钱可以烧给死人。
On mainland China, we have different kinds of paper money.
在中大陆的中国大陆的时候有很多不同的那种钱纸。
Some look exactly like a dollar bill.
有的看上去就像是钱票子一样。
民国银行银锦通用drawn on the bank of the land of darkness cashable in purgatory
民国银行在阴间也可以用
all their lifetime subject to fear because the fear of death
他们一生就怕死就是做
Many homes in China buy a casket and have it ready for the old folks.
在中国有很多的家庭为那些老人就把棺材买好了预备给老人。
寿材。
寿材。
And the parents are very proud. My children are very kind to me. See what a nice old age box they have for me.
那这个老人就很高兴说我的儿子实在是对我好你看
很孝
很孝顺
and so they have in the front room
就放在、那个、
the casket there every day can see it
放在他的房子前面每天可以看
some of you Chinese don't live in China
你们很多中国人没有在中国住过
some of you wouldn't want a casket in your front room
我想你不愿意在你房的房门前面放一个棺材寿材
You laugh as if you were Americans but you are Chinese
你好像是美国人一样笑这件事其实你是中国人
I have seen it many times
我在中国看多了
I tell you I even had a casket in my home
告诉你在我家里也有一个寿材
I tell you why
为什么呢
No funeral parlor
又没有 也没有
没有殡仪馆所以要预备水要预备 I'll say this much in Chinese then I'll let you 水要预备自己找一个人要预备啊不然到了公园万一发生事情你怎么办过去你也没有经验老师又是一句话是啊你总要有一个预备好吧不然把你放在哨亭呢哎你以为我讲笑话吗那现在讲道理了 Why did Jesus come?
为什么主耶稣要来呢
I want to take away the fear of death
我要把人惧怕死的惧怕拿去
I want folks to know that I have prepared a home for them.
我要所有的人知道我在天上为他们
I want them to know that I died for them.
我也愿意他们知道我为他们死。
And they will not suffer for their sins.
他们就不会为自己的罪受苦。
They go from their home here to the Father's home over there.
他从他们自己的家就到父的家去。
Jesus came.
主耶稣来了
that we have no fear of death
所以我们就不怕死。
Great salvation.
实在是伟大的救恩。
I have a very good friend in Taipei.
在台北我有一个好朋友。
He was very sick.
他生病很重。
One night they took him to the Moga 医院。
有一天把他带到 Moga 医院。
My Chinese English all mixed up. One day they took him to the Mackay Hospital.
好的，马街医院。有一天把他带到马街医院去。
He was very sick.
他病得很重。
That night, his wife and children also went to the hospital to stay with him.
那天晚上，他太太跟孩子们都在医院里面跟他一同在去。
They knew he was very sick.
他们也知道他病得很重。
They said, Father, have you anything you want to say to us?
那他孩子说，爸爸，你有没有要跟我们讲的话？
Yes, he said.
他说有啊。
Praise the Lord, thank the Lord.
要赞美神，要谢谢神。
This says, Daddy, have you got anything else you want to say to us?
那个儿子说，爸爸，你有没有其他的话要跟我们说呢？
Yes, he says, praise the Lord, bless the Lord.
他说要赞美神，要称颂神。
Yes, Daddy, was there anything else you want to say?
爸爸，还有没有其他的话呢？是的。
And he said the same again.
他再重复一遍。
And in the morning, he left them.
第二天早上他就离开他们。
Next morning was Sunday morning.
第二天早上是礼拜天的早上。
That morning at 9 o'clock at church, his wife and children were all at church.
那天礼拜天早上九点。
I saw my father die.
我也看到我父亲死。
I saw my mother die.
看到我妈妈死。
I want to die that way.
我也要像他们一样的死。
I want a savior.
我要一个救主。
A great salvation.
一个伟大的救恩。
Salvation for me.
救恩是为我。
Salvation for everyone.
也是为每一个人预备的。
Take away the fear of death.
把怕死的心拿去。
Give me a hope of heaven.
让我能够到天堂去的盼望。
I talk to you some more tonight.
今天晚上我再跟你们讲。
But before I stop, I think I take a few minutes to tell you who I think was the writer of Hebrews.
在我停止之前，我想我用几分钟来想到底这个作者是谁。
This is a change of subject.
这是改变了话题。
I do not know who wrote Hebrews.
我是不知道谁写了希伯来。
But I want to tell you what I think.
我告诉你我怎么想。
Many people guess this and they guess that.
有的人想这个想是这个想是那个。
Some people say we cannot know.
有人说我们不知道没办法知道。
You understand I'm going to tell you what I think, not what I know.
我只是要告诉你我自己怎么想并不是我很有把握的知道。
First, this man was a Jew.
首先这个人他是一个犹太人。
The second thing is he lived at the same time as Timothy.Because in the 13th chapter, 23, it says, now Timothy's been released, and if he comes, I'll come with him.
这个人也是跟提摩太同时的，在13章23节说，你们知道我的弟兄提摩太已经释放了。
This means that this writer was of the same period.
就告诉我们这个作者是跟提摩太同时
的。It says that he heard the gospel not from Jesus. He was not one of Jesus' disciples, but he heard it from the folks that knew Jesus. Chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
告诉我们他不是从主耶稣那里听来的是从主耶稣的使徒那里听来的。
Chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
第二章第三到第四节。
You read.
我们忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢这救恩起先是主亲自讲的后来是听见的人给我们证实了
听见的人跟我们证实 Go on, read some more.
神又按自己的旨意用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证
This writer did not see Jesus
这个作者没有看到主耶稣。
But he heard the gospel from folks that didn't see Jesus.
但是他从那些看过主耶稣使徒那里听到了福音。
And these folks, when they preached, had signs and wonders.
这些使徒当他们讲道的时候有神迹奇事。
When Peter and John went into the temple, they said to that lame man, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command thee, rise up and walk."
彼得和约翰在进圣殿的时候，看到那个门口有一个瘸腿的人，他说：“我奉主耶稣的名叫你起来行走。”
This writer said, "The people that told me about Jesus saw Jesus."
这个作者说，这个告诉我关于主耶稣事的这些人，他们听见了主耶稣。
And God gave them a witness because when they preached, they also had signs.
那神也为他们做见证，当他们讲道的时候，他们有神迹奇事。
This man knew the Old Testament very well.
这个作者也对于旧约很清楚。
This man knew Paul very well.
这个人也认识保罗很清楚。
His words and his preaching is very much like that of Paul.
他所用的字眼也很像保罗讲的。
Not exactly.
并不是完全一样。
Now I'm going to tell you who I think.
现在我要告诉你，
我想是谁。I think it was Silas.
我想是希拉。
Because Silas knew the disciples before he knew Paul.
因为希拉他在认识保罗之前已经认识一些使徒。
Please read Acts 15.
请大家看使徒行传15章。
Paul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem.
保罗和巴拉巴到耶路撒冷去。
And they had a meeting.
他们开会。
When the meeting was over,
当开会完了以后，
Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch.
保罗和巴拉巴就回到安提亚去。
Then the church,At Jerusalem, sent two men along with them.
那耶路撒冷的教会就送了两个弟兄到他们那里。
One was Mark, and one was Judas, and one was Silas.
一个是犹大，一个是希拉。
Then later, Paul and Barnabas separated.
以后，保罗和巴拉巴分开了。
And Paul selected Silas to go with him.
保罗就选了希拉跟他同行。
So from that time on, Silas was Paul's traveling companion.
所以从那时候以后，希拉就跟保罗常常一起旅行的旅伴。
When they got to Philippi, they put Paul in jail, also put Silas in jail.
到腓立比的时候，他们把保罗和希拉都放在监狱里面。
They went on to Thessalonica.
他们又到了帖撒罗尼迦
and to other places,
还到其他的地方
and Silas was his traveling companion.
所以希拉一直是跟保罗同行的。
Then Paul wants to write a letter back to the church of Thessalonica.
那保罗写了一封信给帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄。
Thessalonica chapter 1 verse 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第一节。保罗在289面，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会。
When Paul wrote, he said, "I'm writing, and also my companion Silas and Timothy are writing."
当保罗写信的时候，他说：“我的同伴是希拉和提摩太，也写信给你们。”
When you look at 1 Peter 5:12,
当你们看到。彼得前书第一章
第五章 chapter 5 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 12
彼得前书第五章第五节十五节
No Peter 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 12
彼得前书第五章十二节我念念地写了这信托我所看的忠心的弟兄希拉转交你们，劝勉你们。
This verse is translated a little different in Chinese than English.
在中文的翻译跟英文有点不同。
Chinese says, "Oh, 转交，托这个希拉转交." I think 转交 means I let him take it to you.
在中文是说转交，是让希拉带给你们。
But the other translation do not say that.
但是其他的
I used him to be my secretary to write this to you.
其他的本版说是我借着希拉写信给你们。
Silas was Paul, was Peter's secretary.
那希拉是保罗的秘书。
Peter.
彼得的秘书。
He was Paul's traveling companion.
他是保罗的旅行的同伴。
And when Peter needed to write a letter, Peter was a fisherman.
哦，彼得他需要人跟他写信，因为彼得自己是个渔夫。
And some fishermen are not very good writers.
那渔夫常常是写信写不好。
So they have to have someone help out.
他就需要一些人来替他写。
When I write Chinese, I have someone help out.
我写中文信的时候也请人来帮我写。
Because of 这个 TB 忘字。
拿了笔就记不得字。
Silas was Paul's companion.
希拉是保罗的旅行同伴。
Silas is Peter's secretary.
那希拉是彼得的秘书。
Silas was a preacher before he ever saw Paul.
希拉在他看保罗之前已经是讲能够讲道了。
He lived in Jerusalem.
他住在耶路撒冷。
The Jerusalem church selected him.
耶路撒冷的教会把他选出来。
Paul didn't select him first. The Jerusalem church selected him.
并不是保罗选了他，而是耶路撒冷的教会选他出来。
This man knows the Old Testament very well.
这个人对
He knew Paul very well.
对旧约
He knew Peter very well.
对旧约保罗都很熟悉。
There are some other reasons too, but I think I will stop.
还有其他的原因，不过我就停在这里。
I do not think any other man that we know of will meet all the qualifications that Silas can meet.
我想我们想的其他的可能的人物没有一个人像希拉这样的切合。
Maybe he did not write it.
也可能他并没有写。
But I think all the evidence that I know of, from the internal evidence, certainly sounds that he is probably the only one that meets the qualifications.
但是从里面看的这些圣经就有很多的证明觉得他很可能就是作者。
Paul's other traveling companions do not qualify.
保罗的其他的旅行的同伴不合格。
Timothy did not hear the gospel from those who saw Jesus.
提摩太并不是从使徒那里听到福音的。
This is not important.
这个并不重要。
The important is we have a great salvation.
最重要的就是我们的有一个伟大的救恩。
It is for us all.
为众人所预备。
It is free.
是免费的。
It delivers us from sin.
让我们能从罪里面能够释放出来。
It delivers us from the fear of death.
能够使我们从惧怕里面，惧怕死里面释放出来。
It's a wonderful salvation.
是一个很奇妙的救恩。
God bless you all.
愿神祝福你们众人。